Okay, we're going to be learning some interesting halachas tonight, Bezer Hashem. We are finished.
I want to ask you, can I ask you a question?
Always.
When you go to the bathroom, in the toilet together.
Yeah.
And you wake up in the can you do until, I mean, you do what you have to do.
Yeah.
You are singing something. Can you do until the time? Is it count?
Okay, very good. So the answer is, you can certainly, the question is about, we actually didn't speak about that so much. I think we may have mentioned it, but okay.
We didn't
speak about it properly. So we could probably talk about it in a later scene, but let's address it now. So the answer is you can certainly. So the question is that can you do the mitzvah in a bathroom, and can you make a bracha there, and then what about if you? So the answer is for
toilet and bathroom.
Toilet and bathroom. So certainly the washing of the hands. So well, let's start with the straightforward. The bracha certainly you cannot say there. That's for sure. You cannot. Yeah. Now, in terms of washing hands, it's true that many say it's better not to wash hands in a place where there's a toilet as well. And also a shower really has some, it's not so ideal. But, ideally, if you design your own bathroom, you should design it with a sink outside. Now, if that's what you've got,
Next generation,
that's right. If all you've got is a sink inside the bathroom,
never.
Then I'm saying okay. So many will. Yeah. So some say. So many will say that you can wash your hands in the bathroom. You should dry them outside. Niguv is part of the netila. Therefore. It's considered, you wash it inside the bathroom, you dry them outside, and you can recite the bracha.
I have a question on flips to Australia once, because how do you wash from the bathroom, and then how do you also wash, if you're going to eat as well, how do you do it, because that's all you've got, so you do, you wash in, and then you have in mind that you send the bracha.
Absolutely, that's it.
Dry the hand is part of the tirad, you do outside, and you go after the seal, right?
You can do that. It's better if you can't have a sink outside, but if you can't, you can't. Siman Vav Seif Dalet, top of page 24. It's a short one. Yeshna again, some of the minik. Sheach Hashbech Echot Birkas Hashacha. Some of the minik that. Some of the minik that somebody says Birkas Hashacha. What's Birkas Hashacha? Yeah, the brachas that we say Hashacha in the morning. Those list of brachas. Some of the minik that Yesh Nagim Sheachas Shebech Echot Birkas Hashacha VeOnu Achav Amen. There's one person that says all the brachas. Everybody else answers Amen. Choyze Echon Me'Oinim Amen U'Mevarich VeOinim Achav Amen. There's another person who already heard and said, Amen. He now goes and he says all the brachas himself. And everybody else says, Amen. So everybody else then goes and says all the brachas. You've got a minion of, say, 12 people. First person says all the brachas loud. Everybody else says, Amen. Second one says, okay, my turn now. Takes a ticket, yeah? He now goes to all the brachas, and everybody says, Amen, go to the next, and so on. By the time you're finished, so it wouldn't be for those minyanim that are like rushing to be finished it's going to be a bit tough. But if you've got plenty of time, so that was a minute, yeah? Why did they do that, by the way? Why would they do so? Why did they do that? What's that meaning? By the way, I know a minion that does it to this day. Okay. Yep.
Well, everyone says.
Everybody goes to the box and everybody says, Amen.
Amen.
No. Mm-hmm. Wasn't that so?
How many people in the minion?
Yeah, it wasn't so big. And maybe there was a couple of people that didn't. And maybe there was a couple of people that miscalculated. But the idea was that everybody. What's the idea behind it? Oh, so this is not really about the box, because the box you do anyway. Right? So what do you gain by saying the brachas loud? Amen. That's it. So now besides the very important rule that you are addressing, which we'll be learning at a different time, Mitzvah, of saying 100 brachas, which is well known because of David HaMelech, the Magevo, etc. There's another much less known rule as well. Besides the 100 brachas you got to have, you also should have...
100 amen.
No, not 100, but keep going. No, go down. Go down.
90.
90, that's it. The reason is because there's also an idea of getting 90 amens. Best way of doing that is if you, well, if you hear lots of amens from other participants. So that's why you go through Bekas Shachar and you go through, by the time you are, you're going to be, it's going to be early in the morning, you're going to be done with your 90 amens easy because everybody's going through Bekas Shachar.
When you say 90 amens?
Because everybody says the Bekas Shachar, you say amen, amen.
Why 90?
You don't get straight away to 90, but if many people do it, you're going
to
get very quickly
to
it.
Why you have to be 90?
Okay, wait a sec, wait a sec. I don't think it's got to do with the Gematria. So we'll get to that in a minute. Let me just finish Shulchan Aruch. So ve'ein le'are achrem, Shulchan Aruch continues second line. Ve'ein le'are aleim, you don't protest against those people. Ve'loimer and say, she'kva yotzu ba'omen she'onu t'chila. The Shulchan Aruch now is bothered by a question. 1 minute here. If I hear you brachas, and I'm saying omen, omen, omen throughout all the brachas, and then is my turn, can I still say the brachas myself? Surely by saying amen to you, brachas, so you're saying just say bracha v'chshmoi, because thereby you're ensuring that you know yoytze with it. So he says, "Ein la'ara leim v'loy ma shekva yotze ba'amen shalot tchilo." Don't worry about it. Don't worry about you saying amen and therefore being concerned of being yoytze. No, no, no. Mipnei, for another reason. Shamevorech, the one who does make the bracha, einoy mechaven lehoytze acherim. He does not have the intention to be Moitzi. He wants to be Yotze, but he's not Moitzi others. He's not Moitzi anybody. Even if you are he wants to be Moitzi others, me, by saying Omein, I don't have any plans of being Yotze with you, Pochas. Thank you very much. I can make my own Bekas Shacha. You can be Moitzi me if you want. As we say in Yiddish, from hand bis morgen, from today until tomorrow, you can try to be moitzi me. I don't want to be, I just want to get your bracha to say the amen. But I want to be yoitzi with your bracha. Therefore, there's no concern about that. So you're right, Baruch Uvoch Shmoi is a good way to emphasize that, to stress that, and to point that out, not yoitzi with your bracha. Now, so again, the reason why they say the bracha is loud, the reason why I think that some chassidim also do, they do that. Some chassidim, I think, do that. That they will say, if you go early enough by davening, you'll see that everybody says, Bocha pikas shachal out, and it's in a sechbe, and then everybody says, Omen, Omen on those bochas. So that will, you're going to tell me, how can others then say the bochas? You're going to be yoitze already. No, you're not yoitze because he doesn't want to be moitzi. And you're going to be yoitze, and therefore it's not a concern. Mishnah Berurah have got new thing. Yeah,
Rabbi. What about when the symbol says Baruch Hu?
Yeah, that's a good idea. That was just mentioned here that you could really do that.
I'm talking about when the leaders name Baruch Hu.
Baruch Shem Vayroch.
Yeah, so you're saying he's not yoitze everybody then?
No, because he plans to be moitzi, and you plan to be yoitze. As opposed to in this instance over here, nobody plans to be yotze with that. It's just to said loud for the brachas, for the omens. Mishnah Berurah says, "Cotton yud gimel yesh noyagin v'kavanosam hu k'dei shiyashlim kol echad ad tzadik amenim liyoyim." We want to get to 90 omens. We want to get to 90 omens. Okay. By the way, I was wondering, are we getting to those 90 omens? We're learning now. I don't know why. I don't know where it comes from. There's no makoy for this over here. No explicit makoy. There's an Indian. Did you know that? There's an Indian of saying 90 omens. Besides the 100 brachas that you've got to say, there's also 90 omens. Would we do the 90 omens?
It's 57 in the Shema
Esrei. Okay, three times. Well, how did you get to 57?
No. Two times.
Two times 19 is? Okay, so you go up to 98. What else?
Kadeshim.
Although I don't think the Kadeshim will count for that. I believe that the Omens, I don't know, there's no Makoy here. I would imagine that it's from a Bracha, yeah. Maybe. Enkel Okeinu, because we don't really say Omen there. It counts as Brachas according to some, but we don't really say Omen. We're now saying that you've got to have 90 Omens, besides 100 Brachas. That's probably not an Omen. It's probably not an Omen. Yeah, so how count?
About 20 of them.
Yeah, but do you say Omen to somebody else?
You get short on time.
Yeah, if you're on time, you're going to say Omen. Okay, count, how many? 20?
About 20, yeah.
Okay, then we need to get to 90. How do you get to 90?
39.
58. Why 58? Two times what?
36.
2 times 36. 2 times 19.
2 times 19, 36.
20. That's 56. We're still short of some.
58.
Yeah, 58. So we're a bit short still, yeah? So if it means literal brochas, we're quite short. A bit short of, if you said the Kadeshim also count, which is that? Okay, it's okay, okay, so add it. Add, okay, so we're still quite, we're not up to 90.
Even the Bracha,
that's a Bracha. Okay, that's a Bracha, yeah. Okay, that's a Bracha. Okay, the days of laning, can add another
three.
Six? So, bit closer.
66, yeah. Not bad.
Yeah, I can understand why those people would go through the Birkas Hashach, you know, like loud. Everybody says the brachas. Yeah. Should we establish it? Rabbi Kagan, how about that? Should we go for it? Re-establishment?
Does it have the same kashivas as the saying 100 brachas?
I don't know. I do not know.
That's three people doing it.
Why? 3 times 18?
Yeah,
that's a bit closer. Yeah, we're nearly there. Plus the 58. Yeah, you're basically there. Yeah. Okay, good. So now, okay, that's with regards to this interesting halacha of the Birkas Hashacha. Do you ever see a minyan that this says Birkas Hashacha loud and everybody says Omen? Simon Zain Din Levorich Birkas Ashayotza Kol Hayom Achat Olas Mayim. The halacha is with regards to reciting Ashayotza throughout the day. So interesting halacha is Rabbi Yisai. Bottom line of page 24. Kol Hayom, the entire day, throughout the day. Kshoyse Tzorchov, when he's being excused. Bein Ktanim, whether it's urinate, Bein Gdoilim. Mevorech Asha Yotza. After any time going to the, you're going to say Asha Yotza, Veloi Al Netilas Yodayim. You do not recite the Baruch of Al Netilas Yodayim, but you do say the Baruch of Asha Yotza. Even if you want to learn afterwards, or to learn immediately. What's the afilu? Why is it of any relevance and importance what he plans to do afterwards? Why is it important that? You know, you say Ashiyotza, you don't tell until as you die. Hey, yes, but even if you're going to learn. Now. What do you mean? I'm saying, what's got my daily routine got to do with anything? Even if you're going to learn now, don't say until after that. Okay. It's very relevant, actually. We're going to see the Maaseh Rav, Beis Hashem. If your hands are dirty, you clean them. Nevertheless, you're not going to say Birkas Hashem. You're not going to say Rabbi Yisai, some interesting halachas in Mishneh Berurah Sefkot Aleph, which addresses the following question: how long can you say Asher Yotza for? Really interesting question. It's a really important question. It's very relevant.
Until the next time you have to go.
If it agrees. Half an hour, next time you have to go. How long, if you forget to ask Yotza? How long can you ask Yotza? Sometimes it happens, sometimes by davening also it can happen, especially on, you know, the Yom Ne'oim, where davening is a bit longer, and then, to be excused, you can't say ask Yotza at that stage, perhaps, depending on when the davening was, and you can't say ask Yotza, and then if you forget, or whatever, or the next opportunity is a while later, can you then say ask Yotza, or not? What if you just forgot? You forgot to say ask Yotza.
Does anybody
Hefsek. Yeah, is that a problem of Hefsek?
No, I'm saying it's actually also Hefsek and Dunley.
It might be, it depends where you're up to. Yeah. Yes, what is the...
Presumably also not just the issue of time, but also this Hesach Hadas probably element.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, so Mishnah tells us what the halacha is. It's as follows: Mevorich, ba'filim nimshach zman godoil achas yasoch. Meaning, it is an extended amount of time from when forgot for a long time. Nevertheless, afilu hochi. Nevertheless, chayev levorich. Yisya shiotza. And if you didn't say Ashiyotza, until you need to go again. That's the prima goldim. She mekoyed him Ashiyotza levorich Ashiyotza al atul rishoyno. But the shuvah iskim b'shem kamachronim demiskan achashit leshizchilotai v'shum nevorich. Shibur paskan, the name of the prima goldim. That name of shuvah that you can, if there's a long interruption, long hefsek, that's okay, as long as there is no, you don't feel you need to go again. Once you feel you need to go again, you've lost the bracha. Yeah.
A person has to go, it can happen twice, straight over, and you make the bracha twice.
We're going to talk about that soon. We're going to talk about that, that's the next halacha. But for now, so if a person forgets, he can say, as long as he doesn't have to go again. Yep. If a person forgets to say Ashiyotza,
straight away.
Yep. How long can he say it still?
Until he needs to go.
Until he needs to go again. But if he feels he needs to go again, then he's lost the bracha. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah paskens.
If he's not sure whether he made a bracha, he forgets whether he made a bracha.
Sofek Dabon, okay.
Then he wouldn't say.
Correct. Ashiyotza, Kosev Reshal, Betshuva. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Beis says, "Shikos v'shal b'tshuva." Misha achal davar shechay boch achroinu v'shachach ve'itzel mayim. Interesting question. What happens if somebody ate something and now he needs to say boch achroinu, such as yeah, he needs to say alamichya or burn and foshois. Okay, but then before he needs to make, was excused. He comes back now. He's obligated to say two brachas. What two brachas? Ashiyotza and Alamichya. Oh, Berin and Foshis. What does he do first? Have you thought of that? Ashiyotza comes first. Why? Because chronologically it was first?
No.
Because what? So chronologically, it's because what? Because that's.
What do you put there next to actually the mice available for?
Okay, but you also it's finished eating. Also, why does that come first? He's finished eating now. He needs to say alamichyo. He went out and now he needs to say ashiyotza as well. What would you say first? Alamichyo or burn for choice or ashiyotza? What do you say? You have a biscuit or a piece of cake, whatever, yeah? You eat something, which now you have to say alamichyo. Okay, you're just about to say alamichyo. And then you realize, oops, I think I need to go out. You're going out and you come back. Now you need to say ashayotza as well. You got to say, you have two brachas that you need to say now. Ashayotza and alamichyo. Which one do you say first? Ashayotza and alamichyo or alamichyo and ashayotza?
Or maybe it doesn't matter either way.
Maybe. Or maybe it doesn't matter. So therefore what?
Depends
how often you eat biscuits. Yes. Yeah, but that's exactly what Mishabura says. Says Mishabura that we go with the rule of Todi Vishenot Todi. Look at that. Misha Achal, top of the line, top of Steve Cotton base. Misha Achal, Dovah Shechai, Boach HaChon, somebody who is going to say boch achroinu v'shoch achroinu v'gad. In other words, v'itzel ma'ayim, now he's being excused. V'nizka kodim shbo levoch ashiyotza. Eizu mem kodim, what comes first? V'eishit, Rashal says, ta'ashe yotza kodim. Ashiyotza comes first because of todir. Now, I think that I agree with the Russell's question.
What he said?
He said, don't agree with, because Ashiyotza is said more frequently than Alamichya. So the reality is, nowadays, 2021, people have different ways of living. It used to be you have breakfast, you have lunch, and you have supper. Right? Nowadays...
Nowadays you may not more than you need to go to...
Exactly. Nowadays people will have... People will eat a lot in between. They may also still have breakfast, lunch, supper, perhaps. But there is lots of brachas that a person will say in between. In fact, it's interesting, I was just... There are some people who advise that it's not healthy to actually... During COVID, there was a Torah Masorah made their conference. Torah Masorah, they made their conference on a Zoom conference. Not Zoom, it wasn't Zoom. It was... I don't know what it was exactly, one of them, but it was a conference. So I said, I'm gonna listen in, I'm gonna watch it. And one of them was an expert coach, a medical health eating coach, dietitian, nutrition, whatever. And Fumi was apparently a very, very senior. And he said that it's actually recommends for eating a lot in if you know what you're eating, and instead of. So he said you should eat. So I'm just saying, nowadays people would eat a lot in.
Did he say eat a lot?
Don't eat three big meals, six small meals. That's what he was saying. Okay, I don't know, I have nothing to comment on it. I'm just saying, I'm just bringing this as a...
It's a slippery slope.
It's a slippery slope, because from 6 it goes to 12.
No, yeah. you might end up on a stressful day eating 6 large meals.
Oh, I see, right. Okay, I can't comment on it. I'm just saying in terms of the Mishtabu specifically, I wonder if what is really a tonde. There are people there who may make more ala michios than they make ala shiotzas.
Those are the
days,
yeah?
Yeah. That's what Chaim Kanevsky says. He says that exactly what you're saying. Chaim Kanevsky says exactly what you're saying. He says that nowadays, most people still have more ashiyotzas than alamichos. And therefore, you still go with Roi Bnei Adam. Okay. Would you... Right. Yeah? Okay, Rabbi said there is an interesting Mishnah over here about people who have a bit of...
Can I say just a general question on the after brachas? Is that after brachas in general, or each specific after brachas?
Good question. I was thinking about that myself. I don't know. There are no distinction made over here. So I imagine there is no difference between... I think it's referring to all the brachas achrona together. Yeah, no, but you're not going to lose it as quickly as the Ashiyotza takes. However long your Ashiyotza are going to take, even if, like, the Manshul Shiva...
You usually have to move from room to room to the bathroom to the second.
Oh, you mean because of that? Because of change of premises? I see. Yeah, you should. But either way, in terms of the Alamichyo... Okay, Zaboy Saloch Lemaise, what we see in the Mishnah Paskens is that Todiyah V'sheino Todiyah Todiyah Koidem, and therefore if a person's got to make a Bocha Achroino, and he's got to say Ashiyotza, he's going to go for the Ashiyotza first, in line with the rule of Tadiyah, V'she'eno Tadiyah, Tadiyah Koidem. Right, the Mishnah Berurah now addresses another question which we're going to leave for tomorrow, which is what happens if somebody has got diarrhea, in other words, and what happens then if in terms of Ashiyotza, that we'll address tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. To summarize what we learned this evening, we discussed the halacha of that we discussed, that some people have minhag of saying lots of Birkas Hashachar aloud to get the 90 omens. Great schos to say 90 omens. We learned about this idea of 90 omens. I do not know where this idea comes from. 100 brachas. We know David Melech, 90 omens. I don't know, but that's what it says over here. We also learned that a person who goes out to be excused, he says Ashiyotza afterwards. He does not say Al-Natil HaSudayim. How Natil HaSudayim come into it? And how the davening and learning afters comes into it? That will be addressed in a different Shia Be'ezer Hashem. We learned also that the Rishal says that Tadiyah V'Sheino Tadiyah dictates that Ashiyotza comes before Bracha Achrona. Good evening, Rabbi Isai.